And animals sometimes have traumatic events after surgery. And you can clear that with tapping, too. It's a good thing to try. Sometimes it takes a little bit of perseverance, but you know, the meds, the pain can be very hard on animals, too.
So which paws would you do? Front or the back?
Some people actually do tap on animals. Dogs really like it. I wouldn't tap on a cat. They actually do like some of the face tapping. Some cats. Most cats are very sensitive to energy. Can be very, very strong. But you can tap on you for them like we just tapped for everybody. Mm-hmm. So when you tap for animals, you speak as they speak.
Excuse me?
How you think they would speak. Not meowing. But like, even though I have all this pain, my mommy says I'm such a pretty girl. I have such a shiny coat. Everybody thinks I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, you use words that they're accustomed to hearing.
I had read that in dogs you can scratch the end of their ears. And it's where all the nerve endings are, and you can just totally knock them out just by scratching their end of the ears. And I'm just amazed how many dogs will, first of all, allow you to do that, and they'll just...
Oh, they have no problem with feeling good.
No, just the tips.
That's only us. That's
yeah. True. But anyway...
Yeah, so the base of the ear. So everybody go home and love on their poochies tonight. Yes, they also, especially dogs, cats too love healing energy. I've never seen an animal not just melt into that. Do we have our horse people here? No. And you'll see them, they just... I had one cat who would actually ask for it. She would bite my hand. At first, I'm like, you want to play? I'm like, oh, you want energy. And sure enough, just lay out. So that was her code. She'd just hold my hand till I would run energy for her. Okay, so that feels pretty good.